It doesn't take an extraordinary experience to make health feel like an extraordinary blessing. Even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
While cancer treatment is saving lives, the side effects of cancer treatment can also make daily activities very difficult for patients. And the challenges a cancer fighter face today can be reduced by rehabilitation interventions. My guest is Dr. Howard Chang. He's the medical director of the Breast Center and co-chair of the Breast Care Planning Team at Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Chang. Tell us a little bit about what outpatient cancer rehabilitation even is.
Well, what that is we're trying to treat the psychological, physical, and emotional problems that many of our cancer survivors have. You know, we're mainly, although not exclusively, talking about issues that arise after cancer treatment, you know, because cancer treatment can cause a number of lasting side effects. And unfortunately, in the past, oncology training really was not able to train doctors on dealing with these problems. We were more focused in treatment and cure. But we've been so successful in that now we've reached a critical mass in our cancer survivor population that we can actually study these problems very well. And there is now evidence-based medicine that instructs us on how to treat these lasting effects of cancer treatment. And that's what the cancer rehabilitation program aims to improve.
So what does that involve? And we're talking about breast cancer. We're talking about all types of cancer. Is this mainly breast cancer?
All types of cancers. You know, cancer treatment can really leave lasting effects in all body system, all organ systems. They can be skin or subcutaneous tissue. And in breast cancer is a good example of that. You know, after breast cancer treatment, people can have something called lymphedema, which is really swelling due to accumulation of lymph fluid in the arm and sometimes in the chest. That can be improved with physical therapy. The effects can be in, say, the lungs, you know, after lung cancer treatment with surgery, radiation, there can be ongoing coughing or shortness of breath, and we need to deal with those lasting side effects, and we can have a program to address that, too. It can be peripheral nerves or central or the nervous system. Chemotherapy, some chemotherapy can leave a patient with long-term numbness, tingling, or pain in the extremities, and that can bother their function and certainly their quality of life. And we can help with that too. And so there are really a lot of other examples of lasting side effects of cancer treatment that we can improve with our program.
And Dr. Chang, tell us about this multidisciplinary approach. When we're talking about a mind-body, a total soul approach to cancer treatment, different than just our chemo and radiation, surgical interventions, you know, there's all these other things involved when somebody is fighting cancer. There's mental things, there's nutritional things, there's, you know, daily activities that can be so difficult, or just even things to make them depressed. So tell us about this approach that deals with all of these kinds of things, and how do you, at the center there, you know, use all of these different people to help with that?
Yeah, that really is a very important point. You know, in treating the cancer, and you do CT scans and other scans to look at the cancer, you're really just focusing on physical part of it. But, you know, during and after treatment, patients have ongoing emotional effects from their, a lot of it is from the debility that they suffer, physical debilities that they suffer because of the cancer treatment or the cancer itself. And really figures very importantly into their quality of life. And that needs to be focused on. Now, there is a very big interplay between the physical symptoms and the emotional symptoms. When we look at the emotional distress that is in our cancer survivors, we find that really most of it arises from physical symptoms that are bothering them, that are diminishing their function and quality of life. So a lot of times we're back to addressing the physical symptoms in order to improve their emotional well-being. And it takes a team approach. You know, we're talking about things that an oncologist is not trained to do, but you know, we have physical medicine doctors, physical therapists, nutritionists, mental health providers who can help with all these other issues that are very important to our cancer survivor population.
Give us an example, Dr. Cheng, of how outpatient cancer rehabilitation, you know, patient outcome, how is nutrition involved? How is coping and support? What do they do for the patient?
Well, nutrition is one aspect. For more and more cancers, and I think we have more data in breast and colon cancer than for other cancers, but the data for other cancers will be building as well, I trust. We know that, you know, getting good nutrition, getting on a healthy diet, one that is plant-based and cuts out red meats, processed meats, animal fats, can actually improve a person's cancer survival. And also, this diet is also very healthy for the patient. People feel better being on such a diet. And so it has more effects than just cancer outcomes. And then, you know, the emotional well-being is, of course, very important to somebody, to a cancer survivor. You know, often we have a patient who has devoted months or more to getting over the cancer and getting cured of the cancer. But after that, just because they've put the rest of their lives on hold, and also because their body is not the same as before, they need help, and they need some counseling in order to get right back on track. And again, that requires a multidisciplinary approach with healthcare providers coming from all different areas.
So when we're talking about the daily activities, functional things that make life just a little bit easier, and I'm talking about the family members as well, Dr. Cheng, what kinds of therapies are used when we're looking at physical therapy, occupational therapy? What are those intended to do? Do we use exercise as a modality to help people feel better in physical activity?
Exercise is very important. But I think we always start with the exact physical impairment that is keeping the patient from going back to full activity, full function, and full quality of life. And so let's take an example of lymphedema from breast cancer care. A swollen arm is something that can really impair the way a person uses that appendage. And so we have to focus on diminishing that lymphedema so that the arm can go back to full function. And along with that, the patient can go back to his or her usual work. And that's a very important part of getting the patient back on track. There may be financial issues during the time of breast cancer care. The patient may have stopped working and may not have the same job waiting for her or him. And so we need to help them with employment opportunities. Got to help the family members to support the patient because that is very important. Family members are surrounding the patients all the time, and they need to know what challenges the patients face and what obstacles need to be surmounted in order for the patient to get back to full function and full quality of life.
And Dr. Chang, in the last minute or two that we have left, wrap it up for us about Mission Hospital's STAR certified outpatient cancer rehab program and how it improves the lives of those battling cancer as well as cancer survivors.
Yes, you know, prior to adopting the formal program of STAR, which is a cancer rehabilitation program that uses evidence-based medicine to help cancer patients regain their function and their quality of life, we had all the health professionals already under our umbrella to help patients. But with the STAR program, each one of these health professionals did an online course to get specific and specialized training so that now we are more focused and more knowledgeable about the issues and the treatment for the impairments of that our cancer survivors face. And so we're really talking about, with the STAR program, a group of specially trained professionals at Mission Hospital who can take care of these patients.
It sounds like a wonderful multidisciplinary approach to helping those battling cancer as well as cancer survivors. Thank you so much, Dr. Howard Chang, Medical Director of the Breast Center and Co-Chair of the Breast Care Planning Team at Mission Hospital. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4, health.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.